at 12:40 a.m. Hooli's Hooli. It's Saturday night while we're recording live here at Goldie's in Forest Park. We just had to do a little bit of a reboot, so...
The reboot.
Welcome. We had a false alarm at the beginning of the show, so now we're back and we're recording. So welcome, Goldie's, everybody. Thank you for your patience. We're live at Goldie's in Forest Park. The Hooli's Hooli is recorded every Thursday at Goldie Burgers in Forest Park, but for our radio listeners tonight, it is Saturday night. Thank you for joining us. Bill, how have you been?
Good? I've been doing well.
Good.
Better than I was last week.
Good. You missed out. We had some musicians on last week that were wonderful.
Yeah, I listened to the show. It was great.
Yep. And our host was Mike Houlihan, Dad.
That's right. Yeah, filled in for me. Did an admirable job.
He did. And we were glad to have him. And he had plenty to talk about, you know.
Always does.
Tonight we have, that was my coyote call at the beginning of the show, because tonight's band is a band that I'm very excited about. Goldies, please welcome Coyote Riot. They'll be your musical entertainment of the evening here. Round of applause for Coyote Riot, everybody.
Southside guys.
Southside crew. They'll be playing Tonic Room on Friday night for our room here. But Saturday night for our listeners on the radio, they'll be at Lanigan's Pub.
10 o'clock at Lanigan's. Get there.
Never been out to Lanigan's. You been out there, Bill?
I have not, but I guess I'm going to have to get out there now, right?
That's right. So the Final Four is upon us, and Notre Dame's not in it.
No.
I was pulling for them, even though I've had some discrepancies with who they let speak there over the years. But I'm happy that, you know, this is almost over, and I might be able to win my bracket because I did pick
Well, mine's busted. I know that.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you think that Kentucky's going to do it?
No.
No?
I think I'm gonna go and say that Wisconsin's going to pull it out.
That'd be pretty unbelievable if they did do it.
Be crazy for the state of Wisconsin, man, you know.
No, but we're forgetting about those two other teams, too.
Yeah, who are they again?
Was it Arizona, I think?
No, they're not in it.
No? Did Wisconsin? No.
Wisconsin beat her.
I only know of Wisconsin because we live here in Illinois, and that's what people have been talking about just because they're in the Big Ten, and then Kentucky, which is kind of close by. Everybody else.
It's Michigan State.
Michigan
State.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. And Kentucky and
Duke,
yeah.
Who there cares? We go.
Sick of Duke, man. Did you see that Christian Laettner thing?
The 30 for 30.
Yeah,
everybody hates Christian Laettner.
It's pretty good. You check that out. Hey, for our radio listeners, the show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. You can go to HiberniaTransmedia.org to find all about our 501c3. Dedicated to preserving the Irish culture through media. You can find the podcast of our radio show on freecrack.com, www.freecraic. That's Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture.com.
Did you get that backwards?
No, I don't know. Now you're making me think twice about it. I want to thank, a round of applause for Una Casey, our bartender from Tyrone, Ireland. She does a great job here every week.
A lot of work there.
A lot of work. We have a good crowd here tonight. We got a big band here. I think half the crowd's the band. They're applauding for us, so I like that.
What about this weather? Are you relieved now? Do you think we're in the home stretch? You think we're gonna? I mean, we had a little rain this morning, but I can live with 50s and 60s for a while.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's nothing I haven't seen before. So you know, we're talking about the weather now. Are you kidding me?
Hey, I've been. Are you kidding me? You drive around all winter long in this crap, and then you get some nice days, and it makes your job a little bit easier.
Yep, liquor salesman on the road selling the booze.
That's right.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have some of the members from Coyote Riot. We'll sit there, and we'll riff with them, and then they're going to play some jams for us. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be back after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. and tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
And we're back at Goldie's, 1240 AM WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. I'm joined with my brother, as always, Bill. Bill, we have Coyote Riot on the show tonight. We're excited. Our friend,
yeah, absolutely.
Our good friend Michelle McInerney hooked us up with them.
Yeah, she was, you know, I was messaging her on Facebook, and I said, you know, she had messaged me and said, I got a few bands for you that you should have on the show.
Yeah.
And the one that she was really, really excited about and that she said were awesome were these guys, Coyote Riot. So I got in touch. She gave me Quinn Cunningham's information, and I was able to get in touch with them. And graciously, these guys came all the way from the South Side to come out here and do
South
this show.
South Side, round of applause for the South Side.
very quiet in here all of a sudden.
Yeah, there we go. Well, I'm a Carmel guy, so I enjoy the South Side. It's good. All right, without any more, let's introduce Coyote Riot.
Coyote Riot
consists of Danny Sullivan, Bob Berry, Quinn Cunningham, Matt Corley, Dan Kane, Dan Gillespie, and Mike Grant. Or Matt Grant, I'm sorry. Matt, are you here?
I am.
Sorry, Matt.
My brother's Mike.
Your brother's Mike?
Yeah.
You guys might want to get a little bit closer on those mics just so we can. There we go.
All right, now, how long has Coyote Riot been in existence here?
I'd say about 4 years.
4 years.
Going on five.
Yep. Did you guys all meet in high school or college? And
yep, high school. Some grade school.
Some of you guys are Brother Rice guys, other guys are Marist guys.
Some of us are both.
Some of them are both. Yeah, I like that. All right, cool. Now, why don't we just introduce yourselves by what instruments you guys play? Quinn?
I'm Quinn Cunningham. I play the tenor banjo and some harmonica here and there.
All right.
Matt Grant, I play acoustic guitar, rhythm.
I'm Dan Kane. I play lead guitar.
Right. I'm Bob Berry, and I play the bass.
My name is Danny Sullivan, and I play pedal steel guitar.
I like the pedal steel. All right. Thank you again for doing the show. What kind of music are you guys? You've been described as sort of a little bit of traditional Irish rock, and then you got a little country in there, a little rockabilly.
I don't know how we got that Irish name. Yeah. We're not exactly Irish rock.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
But you do play a lot of Irish events.
We do, yeah. We do. Because we have a fiddle and a banjo, and that kind of cuts it for a lot of people.
Yeah, some of them, it's all derived from Irish music. I guess absolutely. Country music is from Irish music originally. And how would you guys describe your sound?
Before, it's kind of hard to describe. We do a little bit of rockabilly, some bluegrass, some conventional rock and roll songs, some folk.
Yep.
What would you call it, Bob?
Americana.
Blues Americana.
There you go.
Yeah. Who were the inspirations for you guys growing up? I see you guys cite Old Crow Medicine Show and G Love and Special Sauce is one of your inspirations. Is that
was 4 years ago I wrote that.
Yeah. I like G Love. I listened to them in college a lot. Now you guys are on the Chicago music scene making a real go of it. Let's talk about your show tonight at Lanigan's out on the South Side. You guys excited to be playing there? Have you played there before?
Absolutely, yeah. That's kind of our home base bar.
Yep.
Kind of started off playing there.
And then for our radio listening audience, but for our audience at Goldie's, Coyote Riot will be playing Tonic Room on Friday night. What time's that show?
That starts at 8:30. Nora Richard is opening up for us there.
Excellent. All right, right on. Now, the way we're going to do it tonight is we're going to take a little pause before you guys play a little music. We're going to reconfigure the microphones, and you guys are going to do about three or four numbers for us, is what I'm understanding. And
sounds good. Yeah.
When did you guys all start playing music? How old were you? I mean, how do you pick up the banjo? I mean, I know...
From guitar to mandolin to banjo.
Yeah.
Out of necessity, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we just needed a banjo. We needed a mandolin in a different band I was in, and carried over to this band.
Right on. So have you guys all been in different bands together? This is a sort of, hodgepodge of different groups that finally formed Coyote Riot when you guys were in your 20s?
Yeah, we all did a bunch of different genre bands, I guess.
Yeah.
A jam band. He was in a more Irish band.
Sure.
These two are still, Dan and Bob are still in a more rock and roll band called the Bluefish Fellows as well.
Cool. For our fans, your fans out there, our radio fans, where can we find Coyote Riot's music on the World Wide Web?
SoundCloud.com/Coyote Riot. We have everything up there. We got about 40, 50 tracks up there.
Right on.
All original music, correct? A lot of it?
Not all of it.
Oh, I saw Finnegan's Wake was on there, which I dig.
We wrote that one.
You guys wrote that? Wow. Now, what's on the agenda this summer for Coyote Riot? You guys going to go on tour, do anything special?
Playing a lot of local gigs. We're doing a couple weddings out of state.
Yep.
A festival or two.
Tuesdays,
oh yeah, Tuesday, that's a good one. Montrose Beach, the dock at Montrose
Beach.
Oh,
sure. You know, our buddy Nick Hines owns that place, believe it or not. We'll have to make sure that you guys are there more often.
Every Tuesday
in the summer.
That's outstanding. All right, well, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Coyote Riot is going to serenade the crowd at Goldie's for everybody. So we'll be back after these short messages.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 23 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 708-436-0011 or visit them online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
Welcome back, 1240 AM WSBC. This is the Hooley's Hooley, and this is Coyote Riot.
Well, see, rider, see what you gone done. See, rider, see what you gone done. See, rider, see what you gone done. Well, now, hey. She was standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Standing in the kitchen. Hey.
you, everybody.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're riding down the tracks on a runaway train. Going to the city, gonna make myself a name. Need a brand new change from the same old place I've been. Ain't too sure if I'll be home again. Welcome here's been overstayed. I've been overworked, I've been underpaid. This travel won't be easy and there's trouble up ahead. I've got a pistol and she's packed with lead. You change your mind. Time for money, baby, you ain't got a dime. Been beat down and broken, you're the one to blame. I said this day would come, well this day just came.
By Matt Grant, this guy right here.
You're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie on 1240 AM WSBC. How about it? What a treat this is. This is Coyote Riot. Goldies, let me hear ya!
Here's your perfect act of contrition for the weekend. Two hit shows at the Royal George Theater. Late Night Catechism, now in its 22nd year, plays 5 p.m. Saturdays and 2 p.m. Sundays. And Bible Bingo, now in its second year, plays Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. You can save your immortal soul and play bingo. Late Night Catechism is one of the longest-running shows in theatrical history. It's Loretta Young meets Carol Burnett. The New York Times says it's hilarious, well-written, and inspired. Let Sister take you back to Latin Mass, Meatless Fridays, and the good old ruler across the knuckles. The Catholic Explorer calls it a habit-forming hoot. Bible Bingo is so much fun, you'll have to confess it. Vicky Quadi, creator of the hit comedy Late Night Catechism, brings to life a new comedy about fundraising and bingo. Mrs. Mary Margaret O'Brien runs the bingo night of Bible trivia, audience interaction, and the funniest Holy Family quiz show you've ever seen. Add to that a box of wacky party prizes, fun bingo cards, and a ton of Catholic humor, and you'll be laughing so hard you'll have to be careful watching your bingo cards. It's more fun than Sodom and Gomorrah. Tickets are $30 for each show, but if you mention the code word Irish, you get your tickets for half price. Such a deal for just being Irish. Call the Royal George Theater at 312-988-9000. It's on the north side at 1641 North Halston. Tell them you're Irish and get half price tickets. 312-988-9000. Late night catechism and Bible bingo at the Royal George Theater this weekend and every weekend. 312-988-9000. Don't miss it.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
And we're back, 12:40 a.m. How about this?
Oh, huh? Man, how about these guys? They're amazing.
I'm excited to hit... Good call, Michelle McInerney.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle.
We got these guys.
You know your music.
She does. We got them last minute. Never met these guys before. They came out to Goldie's, and now we're getting a concert out of them, which is...
Yeah, Quinn Cunningham and the boys. Thanks to Quinn Cunningham, I just had a... While they were playing, I had an opportunity to talk to his grandfather was here.
Yeah.
And his uncle. And they lived right here in Forest Park. Or no, in River Forest. Yeah. In Oak Park. So... Yep. That's close, you know, small world, Chicagoland area.
Yep. I want to thank Jessie McCann. She came out and took photos for us tonight. Big props to Jessie. So some of those photos will be up on Facebook this week.
Yeah.
You'll be able to check out more of Coyote Riot. I said, you know, next week we have Matthew Francis Anderson. He's coming back.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to try to get Father Matt Foley from...
Is he still at St. Agnes?
No, he's out in Arlington Heights now. He's who the Farley character, Matt Foley, was pseudo-ly named for. But
yeah.
He is a priest, and he's, I don't think he has much of anything in common. He doesn't live in a van down by the river or anything like that.
But I think that Farley used to do his bit on him because of they were roommates at Marquette, and he was kind of always telling Chris Farley, like, you got to do this, you got to do that, kind of the motivational
thing. Yeah, right. Now, our buddy Matthew Francis Anderson, who's playing for us next week, used to teach with Father Matt Foley.
Right.
And, so we're going to try to hook that up. I can't promise my listeners anything, but Matthew Francis Anderson will be here, and he's going on the road this summer. He's excited about Blue Line.
Yeah, Blue Line is out.
Boy,
album,
he would love these guys, you know?
They'd be a great little team if they play together, sure.
Yep. So it's been a lot of fun tonight. We got a lot of familiar faces here at Goldie's. This is the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM WSBC.
Hey, I was kind of, surfing the internet a little bit, and you know, our friend Kevin Egan, who's obviously done our dad's show, he's very involved with Hop the Pond,
sure,
which is, you know, for the kids from Ireland coming into town looking for summer work. So if you visit his Facebook page of the Hop the Pond organization Facebook page,
right,
there's all kinds of information about if you have any cousins or friends from Ireland, they're going to be coming over in the summer and they're looking for work. They've got, you know, they can set you up with apartments and jobs
these
guys. So check that out if you have any cousins that are trying to look into coming over to Chicago for the summer. It's the best city in the summer.
Yep.
There's no other city like it. So that's Hop the Pond at Facebook. Check them out.
Kevin's also has Atlantic Sound, which is how we hooked up with. That's why we have. They represent the Hot Sprockets. They had them in. That's our intro music that
Absolutely,
we play.
Yeah.
Awesome promoter, great guy. So these guys,
and then, you know, obviously, well, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
No, I was going to say, these guys played Tonic Room last night, and tonight they're at Lanigan's. I believe they probably know these guys as well. They know Egan.
Oh, yeah, probably. They'd have to. So after this weekend, we're coming, you know, it's Easter, but after Easter Sunday, Tuesday is the mayoral election.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know what? I think Chewy's going to pull an upset. I'm just going to call it right now.
You're going to call the upset?
I call the upset.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be very
close. It's getting very interesting on the in the news lately, all yeah. the kind of the slinging that's going on, the slinging of crap, yeah. shall we say. But
all right, well, we're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Coyote Riot will be here.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200, and tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
Here's your perfect act of contrition for the weekend. Two hit shows at the Royal George Theater. Late Night Catechism, now in its 22nd year, plays 5 p.m. Saturdays and 2 p.m. Sundays. And Bible Bingo, now in its second year, plays Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. You can save your immortal soul and play bingo. Late Night Catechism is one of the longest-running shows in theatrical history. It's Loretta Young meets Carol Burnett. The New York Times says it's hilarious, well-written, and inspired. Let Sister take you back to Latin Mass, Meatless Fridays, and the good old ruler across the knuckles. The Catholic Explorer calls it a habit-forming hoot. Bible Bingo is so much fun, you'll have to confess it. Vicky Quadi, creator of the hit comedy Late Night Catechism, brings to life a new comedy about fundraising and bingo. Mrs. Mary Margaret O'Brien runs the bingo night of Bible trivia, audience interaction, and the funniest Holy Family quiz show you've ever seen. Add to that a box of wacky party prizes, fun bingo cards, and a ton of Catholic humor, and you'll be laughing so hard you'll have to be careful watching your bingo cards. It's more fun than Sodom and Gomorrah. Tickets are $30 for each show, but if you mention the code word Irish, you get your tickets for half price. Such a deal for just being Irish. Call the Royal George Theater at 312-988-9000. It's on the north side at 1641 North Halston. Tell them you're Irish and get half price tickets. 312-988-9000. Late Night Catechism and Bible Bingo at the Royal George Theater this weekend and every weekend. 312-988-9000. Don't miss it.
All right, we're going to do a couple more numbers. Is that cool, guys? Yeah. All right, you guys are just warming up. This is great.
All right. Do a Grateful Dead tune here.
By 20 hounds. I didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out running, but take my time. A friend of a devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Sit out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Said I was running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Find me home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I've got two reasons why I cried away each lonely night. First one say sweet Anne-Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, sheriff's on my trail. And if it catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. The first one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'll run, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Find it home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one says sweet Anne-Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Borrow from a friend. The devil loaned you 20, but your friend's got only 10. Said I'll run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Find it home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
For our listeners, this is Coyote Riot. We're on 1240 AM WSBC. We're recording live from Goldie's in Forest Park. We do this every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. It's Saturday night on the radio, and Coyote Riot will be at Lanigan's Pub tonight. They'll be kicking off. Yeah, Lanigan's on 111th Street. What time are you boys playing?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. These guys will be up at Lanigan's, so you can go and relive all this over again. Gentlemen, thanks for doing the show. Let's do another number.
All right.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need to find a place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand, and know was all he said. Take a load off Annie, take a load for free. Take a load off Annie, and you
put the load
right on me. Picked up my bag, went looking for a place to hide. When I saw coming in the devil walking side by side. Some said they coming, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can't stick around.
take a load off me. Take a load for free. Take a load off me.
Hey,
put the load right on me.
Go down, Miss Moses, there ain't nothing you can say. It's just old Luke and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lake? She said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company? Right on me. Crazy Chester followed me. Yes, he caught me in the fall. Said I would beat your ass, just take Jack my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. Said that's okay, boy, won't you feed him whenever you can. Take a load off Andy, take a load for free. Take a load off Andy, and put the load right on me. Take me on down the line. My bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone, everyone. Take a load off Fanny. Right on me.
Yeah, Coyote Riot, everybody. 1240 AM WSBC. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And boys, can we do one more when we come back? Are you guys cool with that?
Yes.
All right, we'll be back after these short messages with Coyote Riot live at Goldie's.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
And we're back. We're at 1240 a.m. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. We're live at Goldie's with Coyote Riot. You can see them tonight at Lanigan's Pub out on the south side on 111th Street. They'll be playing at what time, guys? 9?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. I want to thank you guys for doing the show again. So let's hear some more jams. The crowd's loving it. Guys, can we hear it for Coyote Riot? All right. This is Coyote Riot.
Well, they threw it by the pound in Johnson County. Oh, yes, they threw it by the pound in Johnson County. Well, they threw it by the pound, and their breath will knock you down. Threw it by the pound in Johnson County. Take me back to my shack number 9. Take me back to my shack number 9. There's a dog on my track, there's a cord in my shack. Take me back to my shack number 9.
ain't you the bad on Johnson County? Oh, yes, a man ain't you the bad on Johnson County? Well, it drifts right down the chin. Well, they lift it up again. Lift it up again in Johnson County. I'll take me back to my shack number 9. I'll take me back to my shack number 9. There's a dot on my track. There's a four in my shack. Take me back to my shack number 9. Women there who snuff in Johnson County. Oh, yes, the women there who snuff in Johnson County. Well, the women there who snuff, they won't ever get enough. Women there who snuff in Johnson County. I'll take me back to my shack number 9. I'll take me back to my shack number 9. There's a dot on my track, there's a cord in my shack. Take me back to my shack number 9. Shack number 9. I'll take me back to my shack number 9. There's a dot on my track. There's a cord in my shack. Take me back to my shack number 9.
AM WSBC. We're live at Goldie's Coyote Riot, pumping the room up tonight for all our listeners out there. I hope you're all enjoying. You can find Coyote Riot on SoundCloud. They'll be playing at Lanigan's Pub tonight at 10 p.m. These guys are going to do another number for us. Once again, for my listeners, Coyote Riot is Danny Sullivan, Bob Berry, Quinn Cuttingham, Matt Corley, Dan Kane, Dan Gillespie, and Matt Grant. Goldies, let me hear you. We're going to do another number.
Get your $10 ready when the policeman comes. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them D.L.M. blue. I said, oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them D.L.M. blues. Once I had a girlfriend, she meant the world to me. She went down. Now she ain't what she used to be. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them D.L.M. blues. I said, oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them D.L.M. blues. Preacher Bible through and through. Went down deep in them, now it's preaching days are through. Oh,
got them deep, head them loose. If you go down to Deep Bellum, keep your money in your pants. The women in Deep Bellum, they don't give a man a chance. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them Deep Bellum blues.
Coyote Ride, everybody. They'll be at Lanigan's Pub tonight at 10 p.m. I want to thank them again for doing the program. Boy, I'm blown away, gentlemen. It's been a lot of fun so far. We're nearing towards the end of our show. I think we probably have a couple, maybe a song or two left in you guys. Yeah? Would anybody like to hear one? All right, Coyote Riot, I want to go over who you guys are again. It's Danny Sullivan, Bob Berry, Quinn Cuttingham, Matt Corley, Dan Kane, Dan Gillespie, and Matt Grant. You can find their music on SoundCloud. They'll be playing all over the Chicagoland this summer. Coyote Riot.
Said a business, I'm out. My favorite treats ain't nobody's business but mine. Said it ain't nobody here. Said a business, I'm out. My favorite treats ain't nobody's business but mine. I said, hey, that business, get that little won't take me back. I'll treat you better. Ain't nobody's business but mine. I said, hey, that baby, just get that little won't take me back. I'll treat you better. Ain't nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody here, said a business, how my favorite treats ain't nobody's business but mine. Said it ain't nobody here, said a business, how my favorite treats ain't nobody's business but mine. Well, now sometimes my baby gets boozy, and sometimes she tries to rule me. Ain't nobody's business but mine. I said sometimes my baby gets boozy, and sometimes she tries to rule me. Ain't nobody's business but mine. Said it ain't nobody here, said a business, how my favorite treats ain't nobody's business but mine. Said it ain't nobody here, said a business, how my favorite treats ain't nobody's business but mine. Well, now champagne don't make me lazy, no cocaine don't make me crazy. Ain't nobody's business but mine. I said cocaine don't make me lazy, no champagne it don't make me crazy. Ain't nobody's business but mine. Said it ain't nobody here, said a business, how my favorite treats ain't nobody's business but mine. Said it ain't nobody here, said a business, how my favorite treats ain't nobody's business but mine. My baby gets crazy, I grab a 45, shoot my lady. Ain't nobody's business but mine. I said sometimes my baby gets crazy, I grab a 45, shoot my lady. Ain't nobody's business but mine.
nobody's business but my own. Said it ain't nobody else's business how my baby treats me. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Said it ain't nobody else's business how my baby treats me. Ain't nobody's business but my own.
Coyote Riot, everybody. We're nearing the end of the show. We got about 5 minutes left. I want to thank the audience here at Goldie's. I want to thank Coyote Riot for coming out here. This has been the Hooli's Hooli. We're on 1240 AM WSBC. We recorded live at Goldie's tonight. We're here every Thursday to record live, but it's Saturday night for my listening audience out in the radio world. Next week, I'll be joined by Matthew Francis Anderson. He'll be playing some of his songs off his new album, Blue Line. Boys, can we do a little something to take us out? Maybe 3 or 4 minutes here, a little quick number. This has been Coyote Riot. It's been a coyote. It's been a riot of a show, man. This is a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun. So without so this has been the Hooli's Hooli. Until next week, this is Coyote Riot.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
James River Blues. Just heard the awful news. Life twists around the rocks, but they're busting down the docks. James River Blues. That train came on through, and the work's gotten slow. So where's the poor man to go? I think I'll float on down to Richmond town. They don't need us anymore, hauling freight from shore to shore. That big iron hauls much more than we ever could before. Blues.
This has been the Hoolies Hooli. It's sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. I want to thank Goldies. I want to thank Coyote Riot. Until next week, we'll see you.
Cruising to the desert in the dead of night. The moon's gonna get you with his cold, cold.